Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The New England Patriots are tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kansas City Chiefs for the best record in the AFC through the first 7 weeks of the season. In the primetime game last night, they easily defeated the Atlanta Falcons 23-7, the same team they came from behind to defeat back in Super Bowl 51. After the game, quarterback Tom Brady credited the defense with a lot of big plays.
They were rushing the quarterback and covering those receivers. Those guys are very talented, and Matt had to squeeze a bunch of throws in there. But, you know, they had some big stops in the red area, and then, you know, obviously the fourth down plays were huge.
So joining us now to dissect the game is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese, who is on about an hour of sleep right now. Mike, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Jack. Great to be here.
So the Patriots started this season with a not great defense, to put it lightly. The defense, though, last night, shutting out one of the league's top scoring teams until late in the fourth quarter. A week ago, you said you saw some encouraging signs from this defense. What do you think of their performance last night?
They took a major step forward in this game. And, you know, you never want to look too closely into one game and say all the problems are solved. But wow, few people saw this decisive step coming. And they did it shorthanded. They were without two of their top three cornerbacks in Stephon Gilmore and Eric Rowe. And this was a great team effort where you had the defense, the special teams, and the offense sort of complementing each other to play that complete game. I thought it was like an old school type Patriots win, a lower scoring game. Reminded me of Tom Brady's early years in 2001, 2003, 2004.
So you point out they were still without some key players. What changed for them?
Well, the first thing that changed is they played with great passion, great energy, and they got a blocked field goal early in the first quarter. The energy in the stadium was really special. I was walking out with one longtime Patriots staffer, early this morning, and the thought was, wow, that felt like the old days, when the stadium used to rock. So I think they fed off that energy a little bit. The players talked about how they communicated better on defense. They tackled better on defense, and they avoided giving up the big play. That's been their biggest problem this year is they've done a lot of good things, and then all of a sudden there'd be one play where the other team got a big chunk of yardage, and they avoided that in this game.
Got it. So let's switch to the offense. They started the season largely with Tom Brady throwing the ball a lot. Last night, a little bit more of the running game. I think it was almost an even split between running and throwing last night. How important is that for the Patriots?
Well, it is important, and the numbers are almost an even split. Tom Brady threw the ball 29 times, and he had 249 yards. They ran it actually 36 times, so a little bit more than they threw it. But what they talked about was that they played the game on their terms. They got control of the game by getting ahead, and that allowed them to run the ball more. You know, in their past games, they've been playing from behind a lot more, and that forces them to throw, and that's where Tom Brady was taking some hits. So the balance definitely helps.
Some weird weather, too.
Whoa, that fog. So there were certain times, Jack, where I was like, wait, what happened on that play, That was so unusual. It had Bill Belichick talking after the game about how his first year coaching in 1975, there was the thickest fog and they had a field goal in that game and they didn't even know if it went in. And 1996 playoffs when the Steelers were here and what they called the Fog Bowl. So there were some great memories. And I know the broadcasters on NBC had some struggles even seeing what was happening on the field.
All right. Patriots are home next week hosting the Chargers. We will talk to you about that game as well. Mike Reese covering the New England Patriots for ESPN.com. Mike, thank you for joining Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Jack.